Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is actually midnight, 12:17 a.m., April 1st. Happy April Fools. This is not an April Fools joke. Anyways, in my last episode I had on podcasting or whatnot, I put out an audio video, audio podcast episode. On title was Exploring High Frequency Trading and Data Processing with DPDK. So I'll let you find that. Interesting comments came in for somebody who wants to find a business opportunity, a job. Here is what the commenter said: build a ticker plant. Bonus, make it work for back testing on some standard DB, blob, CSV backend. DBDK is definitely good if you're applying for a job with colo tier stuff. So basically, if you are looking to do ultra high frequency trading, this is something you may want to look into. So you might go, what is a ticker plant? It's quite simply, we've got here, the standard ticker plant is from the oldie goldie company called KDB or KX that makes the database KDB. So essentially what it is ticker plant, the data feed, could be written directly to the RDB. More often is written to a KDB plus process called a ticker plant, which will write all incoming records to a log file and push all the data through to the RDP. So essentially, this is a highly specialized piece of software. I mean, it's enterprise level that not a lot of people know about, but it's out there industry standards. And the people over at KX know about me. And if they want to build a community out of this, they know where to come to. And the lady that reached out to me in the past few weeks should know, yeah, I'm interested in a development community. KX. All right, so let's talk about KX. Okay, so KX, let's see here. I'm just trying to pull up my, I am quite literally an armchair critic if you saw me. Okay, so let's first talk about KDB or KX themselves, the company. There was a very, very interesting comment here that I'm looking for. Basically, they were charging the price of the software. All right. So this is from 2019 on, of all places, YCombinator.com. The title of the article is Hacker News. Okay, let me just, yeah. So it's Hacker News. KDB is a very niche product that has open source alternatives that are made use by the rest of the software industry outside of fintech. It's not bad. It's just not what the market wants to use because it's closed box. So there's a response here, again, from 2019. Market adoption could be better, but the license costs around $100,000 per year, probably the most expensive software per kilobyte. This is how lucrative this is. Fintech can afford it. Other industries can't. Okay. So this is what we got. So if you go to a website called G2.com, AX, it's got a 5 out of 5, 33 reviews. Yes, right here. Okay. So this is the pricing. Pay as you go. Built on KDB Plus, object storage, REST support, pluggable microservice, program in Python, SQL, and Q. Q is their proprietary language. Very lucrative career. Very lucrative if you look up KX, KDB Plus. So see, here's some of a comment. Okay. And this is very important. This came out in May 26, 2023. KX is a beautiful solution for running analytics on large data sets, particularly when time series is involved. In its structure leads to elegant code and small systems that are easy to maintain and cheap to run while delivering performance orders of magnitude better than the competition. After 20 years of dominating electronic trading analytics on Wall Street, its latest version with Python integration with cloud interoperability leaves it ideally placed to capitalize on growing data analytics needs to other areas, notably artificial intelligence. Okay, so if you want to know more about this software, I found a KDB Plus Flash Q building a vanilla ticker plant. So this is the standard. The description, this is found again on Udemy. The code along course written in KDB Plus Q outlining the vanilla ticker plant design with additional features. What you will learn: understand the basic design of a KDB vanilla ticker plant, create custom processes, including complex event processors and processors to handle end of day. Understand and implement open source content such as Tick, Q, UP, and others. Develop skills around database maintenance and modification. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here, but it has your zero latency versus batch moding. Interesting. Backfills, end of day. So let's go back to the comment. So imagine you have something like that. I'm imagining you can do backtesting on top of KDB, but it's software now. But what this person's saying is KDB is definitely a good option. It's hardware based. Talked about my last audio podcast. And it has some basic, well, backtesting capabilities for with some standard DB, blob, or CSV backend. Pretty interesting stuff out there. And here's the thing. I mentioned in the prior podcast that, oh yeah, OpenBSD is probably the fastest open source operating system out there, kind of which it is. But what this person's saying is very, very true. They're all stuck in 10 megabit per second, 1980s Ethernet land. And this is the thing, what he mentions about DBK, that's why I use it, if you understand its capabilities. So that will break through the limitation on the network card and the network that you build out of that. So, hey, I never thought of that. But this is what you get when you post interesting topics like I am that end up on YouTube and people listen to it. You just never know. So thank you to the commenter. Highly valued what's out here. If you're interested in the ticker plant, yeah, KDB is probably an option. The pay is very good. I've already mentioned about the cost of it. I mean, there's other competition as well, but that's something we're talking about here. We are talking about adding other new features, but taking you out of the limitation on the network card. Okay. Again, that is your 10 megabits per second. Whereas if you go with a DBDK solution with a new NVIDIA AI chips, building something based around that, you're starting to innovate an industry in the world of high frequency trading, and you're going beyond that limitation and coming up with a potential solution built around AI generation on top of, as said here, backtesting capability. Very, very interesting. I thought I'd put that out there. And as I said, I am building up a Discord community. We're just over 200 people now. If you want to partake in this, please get involved there. Put the link in there on the description. Wherever you find this podcast, or if it ends up on YouTube again, I don't know. But the better thing to do is to join my email list if you like these type of topics. And you'll get notified. I'll send these out if you engage there as well. Today, everything's about engagement. People don't engage, and I'm talking about things like clicking and viewing emails or whatever and talking about it. If you're just sitting on the sideline, the world will not advance. And the problem there is things go offline outside of these communities, and those people lose out. And I'm okay with that too, because as long as I'm able to attract really high power people in this industry beyond that, but be able to attract, I guess is the right word, attract very innovative people, then this is what it's about. Because back in the day, people don't know this, when I started quantlabs.net 10 plus years ago, if you did a search on HFT, if you did a search on quant, all my videos were absolutely number one on YouTube, and my website blew up. I was just a dumb nut, wet behind the ears, not understanding the technology. Now I'm getting there. I'm pretty well versed on the trading side for sure, after 10 years of this. But I'm wanting to expand beyond that and go into this ultra low, high frequency trading stuff. As you know, I've talked about in the past podcasts, highest paying student exchange, exchange student or a co-op, the highest paying co-op program out there were these firms. They pay $27,000, $35,000 per month. That's how crazy it is. Or if you look at, I just said now, the highest cost of software per kilobyte. This is now KX, KDB Plus, $100,000 per kilobyte. I'm assuming that's what it is. This is what the industry uses. And to be able to take that, use a new piece of technology out there with the AI plus potential business opportunities, it's there right under your nose. Leave it at that. I've already talked about the Discord. If you want to know what I'm trying to trade, go to my Substack. I'll put, again, that into my description in the video or audio podcast. And as I said, I'd also encourage you to get on my email list as well. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening. Over and out.